It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers return to the state capitol today for a short special legislative session to try to pass a COVID-19 relief package. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis called for the special session in part because the U.S. Congress has not passed a substantial coronavirus relief package since the spring. To try to help people in the meantime, Colorado lawmakers will focus on an economic stimulus package for small business owners and restaurants. Lawmakers will also consider rental and housing assistance, expanding broadband access for students and educators, and money for child care centers. The special session will last a minimum of 3 days. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The pandemic has raised questions for small businesses about how the holiday shopping season will go, and this past weekend kicked off what's traditionally the busiest time of the year. Diane Ruffner lives south of Colorado Springs and came to shop Old Colorado City on Saturday. She says she is concerned about the pandemic.
I just try to be really careful about it, and I do a lot online, but you know, I try to come out a little bit just to get in the spirit.
On Friday, El Paso County joined others in the state with restrictions that keep indoor dining closed. Retail shops remain at 50% capacity with an increased emphasis on curbside pickup and delivery. Nearly 80 unhoused people living in an encampment in Denver's Rhino District will soon be forced to leave. City officials plan to do the cleanup today despite facing a federal lawsuit over such sweeps. Advocacy groups say that clearing encampments could spread COVID-19 by causing people to disperse throughout the community. The lawsuit asks the court to stop sweeps until the pandemic is over. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says that unsanctioned camping cannot be allowed because it's unsanitary, unhealthy, and unsafe. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.